When ISIS militants took control of wide swaths of northern Iraq, foreign workers in those areas ended up being trapped. India is working to win the release of some 40 of its citizens abducted in the Iraqi city of Mosul. There are also hundreds more in other locations who are clamoring to leave. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
India said today doors are opening in the quest to free its construction workers seized in Mosul and that they have not been harmed. But India's foreign ministry spokesman Saeed Akbaruddin added,
"We will take it day by day because in captivity and safety are a contradiction in terms."
Parvinder Singh worked in Iraq for the same company whose employees are now held captive. Among those abducted is Singh's 27-year-old brother, Kamaljeet, who telephoned Parvinder on the day he and his fellow workers were kidnapped. Recounting the story from his home in the Punjab, Parvinder Singh says his brother told him the men were divided into two groups. He said their captors separated them, freeing, as he put it, the Muslim Bangladeshis, and keeping in custody the Hindu Indians. 6 days later, his brother phoned to say they were being beaten up, robbed of their pocket money and phones. He has not heard from his brother since. While it is not confirmed, Islamist militants are suspected in the abduction. However, former Indian ambassador to Iraq, Diyakar Ratakunda, says chances are good that the Indian workers will be freed.
They are not a deliberate political target. Jihadists, they are not attacking the foreigners so far. May come later, that's a different matter.
Parvinder Singh says economic desperation is pulling Indians into the perils of Iraq. "We're so poor, what can we do?" he says. "We earn better over there than we can earn here. We chose to work overseas only because there are no opportunities for us in India." Sukh Karanjit Singh is one of 450 Indians working at a hospital site in the southern Iraqi city of Karbala, far from the fighting. For $1,000, a Delhi recruiter secured him a visa and a job as a carpenter. But Singh says the men want out, and the recruiter has washed his hands of them. The company demands they finish their contract, even though the men fear the fighting could reach them. "To earn daily bread, people are forced to go anywhere," Singh says. "The government allowed us to come to Iraq, and that's why so many Indians came," he says. Singh is one of millions of Indian overseas workers around the globe who send indispensable earnings to their families back home. World Bank economist Dilip Rata says no country receives more remittances from migrant workers than India.
It is the lower-skilled migrants who send so much more money home, yet lower-skilled migrants are not protected at all by governments.
Rata says they first need to be fully informed, not just of the salaries that can be six times India's national average, but of the risks that can be calamitous. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.